Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome everyone. There are still some devotees who are just coming and getting seated. Please come, please come. Sharadiya, come. I would like to welcome you in the name of Bhujam Prabhu and also Jagatarini Mataji. And Madhavananda Prabhu, just next to us, to the Govardhan Retreat 2009. We are very, 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 very glad to have you and to see also a few devotees who are becoming retreat devotees, in other words, who participate in several of the Govardhan retreats. We will start this session here on the hill because we sincerely desire that you come into the presence of Giriraj and just understand that you are here, and we will do very soon a centering exercise, something which brings us really into the sacred space. Now let us start with kirtan, but before I start, I just want to say I'm so really just so happy to see you. Some of you still have a little Western world in your let me say life. I know that many of you have traveled from the West and have arrived yesterday or 2 days before. You are jet lagged. You had many arrangements to make. You were sitting in an airplane with many people who were unknown to you. You arrived in the Indian chaos, your mind still in the West, and somehow or other you survived the culture shock and are now at Giriraj Govardhan's Hill. I want to sincerely ask you, please relax into the beautiful atmosphere which you have. Let whatever was before now be completed. One circle has ended and a new part, a new thing starts. An entire week at the site of Giriraj, engaged in Shravanam and Kirtanam and in deep transformational work. This is very wonderful opportunity. So please be here. You're at home. No worries, no anxieties. Not even if your stomach rumors and makes sounds. No problem. You are at home.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I suggest that you all turn around and look towards Giriraj and sing for Krishna, who's identical in a mysterious way with this hill.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
please remain turned towards Giriraj. We will now read some prayers to Giriraj. Request you to do something which you will learn during the seminar, coming into the presence of the divine couple, that is visualization. Visualization means you bring what is outside into the inside, or you let something appear in the inside. First of all, let us all recite a pranam mantra to Giriraj. Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Shri Gauravadana
Namine.
Ashesha Klesha Nashaya.
Paramananda Daine.
Listen to this beautiful pranam mantra in the English language. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the King of Mountains, whose name is Govardhan. Now it's described what he does. He destroys unlimited miseries and bestows the highest bliss. Giriraj is very heavy. He just crushes your misery and he uplifts you then to the highest bliss. Govardhana Giri Tubhyam.
Govardhana Giri Tubhyam.
Gopanam Savarakshakam.
Gopanam Savarakshatam.
Namaste Devarupaya.
Namaste Devarupaya.
Devanam Sukadayine.
Devanam Sukadayine.
I offer my obeisances unto Govardhan Hill, who always protects all the cowherd men. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna, who manifested a giant form and who always increases the pleasure of his devotees. So, now I will read something to you, the Govardhan Aratik. It's an Aratik to Giriraj. And while you listen, you are requested to visualize what you are hearing. You can either do this by keeping your eyes open, but if you have a difficult time visualizing, then there's a very simple yogic aid. You just close your eyes and look up to the Agya Chakra. That's a little bit above the root of the nose or the third eyes. And when you look at me, how I look now, then you will see the pictures coming. If it's not coming now, it will come at the end of the retreat, or we will take a hammer and bang it on some of your heads. Hare Krishna. This was a joke in German language. I translated it. It's a little gross. I agree. So, look at Giriraj, and now you will hear sentences which carry a meaning. Let that meaning touch your heart and see some of it. All glories to the Arati of Giri Govardhan. The devotees are all there waving their lights. This arti bestows the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha Madhava to all those who behold it. Here, deep within the hundreds of groves and gunja bushes. The sweet pastimes of the charming Lord Krishna are always going on. Lord Krishna has a cowherd herding stick in his hand, and he walks behind his cows. And sometimes he takes his flute and whistles into his flute. Now some holy places which you might remember are narrated, and you can see them appearing before the mind eyes. All glories to Govindakund, to Kusum Sarova with its many, many elegant buildings. All glories to Dhanivatanakund, and all glories to Manasi Ganga, where Lord Krishna took a beautiful boat, which was a little old, and rowed it across with Radha inside and the beautiful gopis. All glories to Dhangati, Indra Tila, the temple of Haridev, and beautiful Syam Kund and Radha Kund. These are all the ornaments that decorate Sri Giriraj. Oh my Lord, when will I be blessed with the residence at Govardhan Hill? This lowly servant who wishes to become blessed with true residence at Govardhan Hill takes shelter of your holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, please say with me, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You may look now with full open eyes, see the color of Giriraj. It's difficult to say if it is brown or reddish brown. Sometimes it's white and sometimes it's golden. See the trees. See the line of Giriraj's peaks where Giriraj touches the sky. And for a moment, close the eye and try to see what you have seen now with your mortal eyes, with the eyes of the heart. Just try. I promise you, in 1 week, the pictures will come, but we have to start. Then open your eyes again. See the Giriraj again. Close it. Look upwards if it helps. Oops, now it comes the mic. Look again. Listen to the sounds. Parrots coming home. Parrots will always go into their homes before the darkness comes, because they have important discussions at home. Have to be at time. Shri Giriraj Maharaj ki jai. Welcome to Giriraj Govardhan. And do this often. Get away from the world of your mind, which is so much full with material impressions, and soak your heart simply with the divine images, divine narrations, divine subjects, and your retreat will be the most successful experience in going deeper in your spiritual life. Hare Krishna. We will now ask Bhurijan Prabhu to address us.
Om Ganatam Anandasya Jana Jana Salakaya Chaksu Samilitan Lena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sarpanantikam Vancha Kalpatubhyascha Kripasindhubhayevascha Patitanam Pabhinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Namah. During this retreat, I'm going to be speaking from Chaitanya Charitamrita about Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Rupa Goswami is one of our greatest heroes, and I would like to read and for you to hear what he said for one of his prayers to Giriraj. Now, I think it's good if everyone just faces back towards Giriraj, because it's very nice. Now, there's one very often with these wonderful astakas by our acharyas, the last line of each verse is repeated again in the first verse, the second verse, the third verse, onto the eighth verse. So here's the last line. Prati asam me tvam. Prati asam means, prati means every, and asam means desire. Me tvam. Me is of me. Or, so every desire of mine, tvam. You. Every desire that I have, you, O Giriraj, Kuru, please, Govardhan, O Giriraj, please, Purnam, fulfill. So this is the refrain or the repeated verse. O Govardhan, O Giriraj, please fulfill my desires. Now, usually when I wake up first thing in the morning, that would be a very dangerous prayer for me to make to Giriraj. And many times during the day also. So, of course, none of you have the kind of mind that I have. But still, this is a very good time to fill your mind with wonderful, wonderful, exalted spiritual desires. Because we're going to ask Giriraj to fulfill them. And it's going to happen right now. So please fill your mind with wonderful spiritual desires.
How many?
As many as you like.
Good.
Because it's in the plural. And then I'll ask you to repeat that one line with me after I read it. So here, okay, is everyone full to the top with spiritual desires?
God, yeah,
okay, okay. We have all night. It's okay. O hill that is filled with peacocks madly dancing to the music of the flute from Lord Govinda's mouth. O hill splashed by the high waves of Radhakund, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Everyone, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Pratyasam metvam kuru Govardhana punam. Now make sure you fill yourself again. O hill, whose rocks are the regular sitting place of Lord Krishna. So you can see some places that look like very nice sitting places for Krishna. O hill whose rocks are the regular sitting places of Lord Krishna, even to this day. Oh, that's my comment. O charming friend of the Sarabi cows, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Everyone, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. Please keep your desires strong. Desires, add more. O hill that stopped the destructive clouds, O hill that defeated Indra and made him harmless, O hill that ended Indra's hatred of your relatives, the hills and mountains, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill that became an umbrella above the handle of the hand of the Supreme Lord's arm. O hill that is very appropriately named, because Govardhan means he who nourishes the cows. O hill that Lord Krishna ordered to be worshipped by a Vedic Jagya. O Giriraj, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Giriraj, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill, the goddesses of Braja, astounded by your glory, described you as the best servant of Lord Hari. O hill that fills all the directions with the most wonderful splendor. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O hill that has caves that are like palaces, and that is covered by clouds that are the moon's friends, and in this way who pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O hill, the water of whose swiftly flowing streams is the color of lapis lazuli gems. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. So fill yourself up with very clear and specific desires, spiritual desires, the best desires. Think high. O hill, whose peaks are splendid with mineral colors, washed with love, and suitable to decorate the Supreme Lord, who is himself the eternal decoration of all the worlds. O hill, whose valley eternally resounds with the joyful sound of Govinda's flute, eternally, past, present, future. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O friend of Srimati Radharani's transcendental pastimes. O hill in whose forest groves she dropped her necklaces and bracelets. O hill that is decorated with the Rasalila dance. O Giriraj, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O Giriraj, O Govardhan, please fulfill my desires. O King of Hills, Giriraj, O dear friend of the black cloud like Krishna, Srila Rupa Goswami says, I pray that whoever reads or hears these 8 verses that glorify you, who is the that the Lord of your heart, Sri Krishna, will quickly grant him the intense bliss of pure love and happily accept that person among his associates. So that is a blessing, a combined blessing of Srila Rupa Goswami and Giriraj Govardhan upon us all. We know, of course, that Krishna... Does anyone know where Krishna stood when he lifted the hill with the little finger of his left hand? The center? Yes? Govindakund, in that area. And he lifted it, and see how huge this hill is, and it was hundreds of times more huge previously, and it is shrinking continuously out of separation from Krishna, noticeably so for those who have seen the hill over many years. It was huge. So Krishna, Indra, was showering down torrents of rain and lightning upon Giriraj, and hail, ice, and ferocious winds blowing. And Krishna, as we know, lifted Govardhan Hill. And beneath the hill, there was a wonderful valley that was like palaces with green grass for the cows, elegant living places. It was wonderful. It was beautiful. And no water from all the rain could go beneath it. And Krishna invited all the residents of Vrindavan to take shelter beneath this hill. And they all did. And they weren't bothered for 7 days by hunger, by thirst, by any bodily inconvenience. And they simply were enchanted by staring continuously at the wonderful, beautiful, sapphire colored form of Krishna with his lotus eyes and blackish curling hair and his peacock feather atop his head, and he just stood, and everyone stared at Krishna in their different ways. The residents of Vrindavan were thrilled to be staring at Krishna. Indra was angry that the residents of Vrindavan had defied him and stopped the Indra Jagya. The cows were satisfied. Everyone was having different experiences as the lightning flashed and the thunder was roaring. But what was Giriraj experiencing? What, during all this time, the 7 days, was Giriraj experiencing? There are two very short paragraphs, very short, from Ananda Vrindavan Champu by Srila Kavi Kanapur, that describe something about what Giriraj was experiencing during this time. Please listen carefully. Sri Hari, whose body was effulgent and like jewels, and who was washed by the moonlight of his own smile, instantly removed whatever hardship Giriraj felt from the lightning bolts, the heavy ice and hail, the great rain and the high piercing wind. Krishna removed whatever difficulty. And by seeing Krishna's effulgence, and please listen to how intimate Giriraj's relationship is with Krishna. By seeing Krishna's effulgence and feeling the sweet breath from his lustrous lotus face, Giriraj felt totally relieved while relishing the exciting adventures of the Lord. He was experiencing the breath of Krishna touching him. And he knew he was participating in one of Krishna's leelas, and he was thrilled, and he experienced no discomfort. And again, Sri Srila Kavi Kanapur says. For 7 long days, the monsoon rains and horrible earth-shaking winds tortured the people of the world with bitter suffering and untold miseries. The serene and peaceful Giriraj, however, was not the least bit disturbed. He was constantly bathed by the rains. He felt it as a refreshing bath, and he was covered with the fragrance of Krishna's divine body. This is one of the specialities of that we see in Krishna's Leela, that the devotees, the people, the participants, they can recognize that Krishna has been nearby because of his fragrance. So he, Giriraj, was in touch always with this fragrance, and he was not the least bit disturbed. He was anointed with it. And Giriraj looked absolutely radiant and beautiful throughout the whole ordeal. And then, after the hill was put down, or we could say, first I'll say something before the hill was put down. What is the first thing that had to be done before the hill was put down? Yes, everyone had to leave, otherwise there would have been a problem. So Krishna told by this, because the cowherd boys, they know how to make sounds. I've heard them do it. I can't imitate it, but they make, I can't, so I won't. But they make these sounds, and the cows obey the sounds. So Krishna made the sounds that indicated the cows should leave the hill. And all the cows, when Krishna made that sound, he was holding the hill, they all ran from the hill. And then when they were out from the hill, they turned around and saw that Krishna was still there. So they quickly ran back. But there was going to be a problem, so Krishna got them out. He put down the hill. And then the next day, all the cowherd men got together. And they took Nanda Maharaj aside. And they said, "Your boy, he's very extraordinary. After all, we have just seen him hold up this huge hill for 7 days. Who is he? What is he?" So Nanda Maharaj repeated the words of Gauga Rishi in saying that this boy is equal to Narayan, Narayana Samagunayan qualities, and that we should all take shelter of him, and he will protect us, Anena Sarva Durgani, that all difficulties will be finished if we take shelter of Krishna. And he explained something about the glories of Krishna. And all the cowherd men were satisfied. Then, in the final verse of that chapter, there is one verse, and this will be the last thing that I'll read. It is often said that the cowherd men spoke this verse. Sometimes it is said that Sukadeva Goswami spoke this verse. But please listen to it and think of Giriraj and enter into the mood of this verse. And again, the last line I'm going to ask you to all repeat with me. When all the cowherd men had very attentively heard the statements of Gaugacharya through Nanda Maharaj, they better appreciated the wonderful activities of Krishna. And they became jubilant. They became satisfied. This is what happens when we hear about Krishna. They began to praise Nanda Maharaj because by consulting him, their doubts about who Krishna was were cleared. And here is the verse. They said, and please repeat after me, "Let Krishna, who is so kind, who is so beautiful, who is so merciful, let Krishna protect us. when angry Indra sent torrents of rain, accompanied by showers of ice blocks and high winds, Krishna immediately took compassion upon us and saved us and saved our families and saved the cows and saved our valuable possessions by picking up Govardhan Hill. Just as easily as a child picks up a mushroom. Krishna saved us so wonderfully. May he continue to glance mercifully over us. May we live peacefully under the protection of wonderful Krishna. So now we are going to go downstairs and we will speak about the seminar that we are going to present and that you will participate in at our Govardhan retreat. But before we go, everyone downstairs, please take a moment to offer your own very deep and sincerest prayer to Giriraj and offer your humble obeisances, and then we can go. Giriraj Govardhan ki jai.